Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Here we come once again just to say thank you. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity, and we consider it a privilege to stand before your people to declare your holy and divine word. Father God, we thank you for your holy presence this morning. Now, Father God, I ask that you will allow me to stand in your power, Father God, that I may preach with clarity and preach with conviction, Father God, and that the waiting congregation may have a listening ear and a receptive heart. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And we thank you for the pastor that you have placed over this church. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And let us all say amen. Amen. First giving praises to God, to Pastor Mathis. I would like to thank him for this opportunity to stand this morning, to the officers of this church, and to all of you, my sisters and brothers in Christ, I do greet you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. And if you would turn your Bibles to the book of Mark, Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9. And I will start reading at the 14th verse. Mark chapter 9, 14 verse. And it reads as thus. And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, "What question ye with them?" And one of the multitudes answered and said, "Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to the disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not." He answered him and said, "O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me." And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, "How long is it ago since this came unto him?" And he said, "Of a child. And oft times it has cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us." And Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe." You may be seated. I would like to use as a subject this morning, nothing is too difficult for Jesus. Nothing is too difficult for Jesus. I know we're in the Thanksgiving season, but in our text, this particular time in our text is the season of Passover. Jesus is headed to Jerusalem. He knows that his destiny is to die and to rise again. But before that, he takes Peter, James, and John on the mountain where a glorious event occurred known as the Transfiguration of Christ. There, the old prophets Moses and Elijah appears. And while they are there on the mountain, the Spirit of God overwhelms Peter. Peter is so outdone with this experience that he says to Jesus, "It is good to be here. Let us build three tabernacles, one to you, one to Moses, and one to Elijah." And Jesus responds back to Peter, "Peter, when you don't know what to say, just don't say anything." But this is Peter. And we know whatever comes into Peter's mind, he speaks. And Jesus says to him, "No, we can't build three tabernacles up here on this mountain, Peter. Let's go back down to the valley." And so after that great experience of the transfiguration, Jesus returns to the valley from the mountain and is immediately confronted with the problem. He runs into a crowd that was arguing with the other disciples and a father who is desperate for help in the valley. His son is tormented by demons and suffers from convulsions and self-destructive behavior. The father comes looking for Jesus, and when he came, he realized that Jesus is not there initially. So he told the disciples, "I need you, if you can, to help me." And the man says, "If you can help my son, I don't care how you do it, just if you can help my son, if all nine of you have to come together to handle this, I need somebody to deal with this demon, because this demon thing is killing my boy." The disciples agree and says, "Okay," because they had watched Jesus. They had walked with Jesus. They had been with Jesus for 3 long years. They heard what Jesus had said in the midst of people who were sick. They watched how Jesus had laid his hands on people and how Jesus had touched people. They mimicked and repeated the words of Jesus, but guess what, church? Nothing happened. Nothing happened. They could not help the Father. The problem is they just didn't have the power. They had the words, they had the motion, but they didn't have the power, and they didn't have the faith. See, a lot of times people have the motion. They know how to lay hands on you. That's motion. They know how to rub the oil on you. That's motion. They know how to lift up their hands. That's motion. They know how to tap their feet. They know how to shout. That's motion. But when the devil comes after you, church, he doesn't care about your motions. He wants to know, how strong is your prayer life? He wants to know, how strong is your faith? He wants to know, are you mature in the word of God? I came in as a baby in Christ, but I stayed around the word of God, and I grew enough to know that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You see, the crowd, even in the church, is watching us, Reverend Weston, to see if this Jesus we talk about is real. And that's why I'm 100% for shouting. That's why I am 100% for embracing shouting. I am for shouting, church. I am for praising God. It should make one wonder if you don't praise God. It should make one wonder if you don't clap your hands. I am for whatever is your yes. It takes all of that to praise God. You know, you should have a religion that you feel sometimes. But shouting, praising, and your whatever it takes to praise God does not save you from the embarrassment from the devil. Because when the devil wants to humiliate you, when the devil wants to belittle you, he's not looking at your shout, church. He's not looking at your praise, church. He's not looking at your dance, church. He's not looking at your whatever it is that you do to praise God. When the devil wants to embarrass you, and he will do it publicly, because the same people that get up and talk about how good God is and how much power God has, those are the ones that the devil attack and says, I'm going to shut you down. I'm going to shut you up. I'm going to give you so much hell and trouble you won't even be able to open your mouth. I'm going to shut you down. You like shouting? You just wait until I show you what I've got for you. You like jumping around in the church? I'm going to break your heart. You like singing Zion songs? I'm going to depress you. Because he's trying to see the level of your maturity in Christ. But a mature saint, church, would say, bring it on, Mr. Devil. Because I know what your goal is. Your goal is to get me to turn my back on God. But when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my soul cries hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not turning my back on God. Don't play with me, devil. I already know that when the enemy should come in like a flood, the spirit of Lord or the Lord will lift up a standard against him and put him to flight. I know you want to turn on myself because I still got some weakness and I still got some faults, but I want you to know that even with that, the Lord still loves me. I'm not going to shut down my praise. I'm not going to stop giving thanks to the Lord because I know what the Lord has done for me. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Church, we have to understand that this is a spiritual battle. And your Smith and your Wesson won't do you any good. Your 9mm won't do you any good. Your Glock won't do you any good. You need weapons that work in the spiritual realm. Your weapons are prayer. Your weapons are fasting. And your weapon is the word of God. Jesus told the disciples, this boy healing only comes by prayer and fasting. When we are in a spiritual battle, church, we need to increase our prayer time. We need to skip some meals.